Rabbi Alexander Rabbi.
Good morning to you all. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Good morning to you all. In this week's Pasha, Pasha Vayera, and next to me in the Wombis Medrash. Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloni Mamri Vuyoshi Pesach Oil Kechoy Mayoim. Ram is sitting Pesach Oil Kechoy Mayoim in the heated day. Says Rashi, Hayoshi bePesach Oil Lirois, and Yish Oyve Veshav Kedei Lachnisim LeBeisoi. He would look to see if there's an Oyve Veshav, somebody walking past, Kedei Lachnisim LeBeisoi. What does it mean? What does it mean, Lirois and Yish Oyve Veshav Kedei Lachnisim LeBeisoi? What does it mean, Oyve Veshav? Somebody going past. What's Oyve Veshav? So I want to share with you a nice chat that I saw. Everyone knew that Avraham's house, you're welcome to come in. Free for all, come and have food, come inside, a hot buffet. But some people are embarrassed to come. They come, then after a few steps they turn around, they're a bit embarrassed, they don't know the person, they go back, and then they come a bit nearer, and then they're embarrassed. So Avraham was looking for anybody who's over the shav, who's going in and out, make sure they're fully welcome into his house, and make sure to bring them right into his house. A lot of times when it comes to chesed, we have to look, try to understand more, the bigger picture, see what's going on, maybe understand the other person. There's more to what you see. If somebody's embarrassed, we have to notice it. In the house of the Adam Miboyosh, one of the Hasidic Rebbe's, he had an open home. He always looked after people. And there was a lot of food there. He always looked and gave whatever anyone needed. One day a gevir comes to him. Somebody looked well-dressed. And he comes to him and says to him, Kovod HaRav, I need to ask you a favor. I'm a busy person. And we've got loads of businesses. And I get a lot of posts. And in the same apartment building where I live, there's little kids, and they collect stamps. And I'm scared that they will take the stamps off my envelopes before I see it. And I'm a busy person, I can't afford someone to peel off the stamps on my envelopes. And so I have an idea, can I ask the Rebbe that all my posts goes to the Rebbe's house, and I'll come every single day to the Rebbe's house to pick up my posts. So the Rebbe asked his wife, and the wife said, why not? We'll have a special place. When the post comes for you, then we'll give it to you. After 2 weeks, the Rebbetzin told the Rebbe that no post has come, but this person comes every single day to look for post, and no post has ever come for this person. So the Rebbe Chap, this person, obviously is not a gevir at all. He's got no money, and he's starving hungry. He's just embarrassed to ask for food. So he came up with this einfeld to come every day to the Rebbe's house for food. So tomorrow, the Rebbe says to the Rebbetzin, tell him when he comes, that maybe there will be posts, but in the meanwhile, tell him to wait and we'll serve him food, and in the meanwhile, we'll look for the post. And that's what they did, and that's how they were able to give him food, and from then on, every day he was able to come into the house to have some food. If you see here, for chesed, you have to sometimes look further. So one of the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim, what came to the Chofetz Chaim was on Purim and was completely drunk. So one of the Bachim came to Chofetz Chaim and said, I'm not leaving the house till you give me a bracha. I'm going to be with you in Gan Eden. Imi b'mechitzasi, says to the Chofetz Chaim. And the family tried to push him away, and the Chofetz Chaim tried to ignore him a bit, but somebody came to push him away. The Chofetz Chaim said, don't push him away. He didn't do anything wrong. He's asking for a good thing. And the person said, I'm not leaving. I'm stopping the ma'avah. I'm blocking the place. Give me avtocha. I'm going to be in Gan Eden with you. So the Chofetz Chaim turned around to the Bacha and said to him, I'll give you an avtocha if you mekabel not to speak Lashon Hara. So the Bacha started thinking, is it worth it? You know, all the shmuz and Leif Shishi and everything else, is it worth it? And the Chofetz Chaim, as soon as he started thinking about it, throw him out. If somebody can't be moisten nefesh for mitzvahs, somebody can't be moisten nefesh for Torah or anything else, he's not worth anything, he doesn't belong here, have to throw him out. And we learn from Avraham Avinu how Avraham Avinu was moisa nefesh for achnas orchim, how he was yim shlishi lemilosoi, and he was standing outside. We learn from Avraham Avinu how the way a mitzvah should be done is with mysterious nefesh, with all our koichas. Now I would like to ask a shayla here, who, on this sixth parasha here, who did mitzvah's mila first, Avraham or Bnei Beisoi? Who did the mitzvah's mila? Did Avraham do it to himself first, then he did it to his family? Or first he did it to his family, then he did it to Avraham himself? So in the Pesukim, then there's no Raya. Because at the end of Lech Lecha, in Pesuk Chof Gimon, the very end of the parasha, Vayikach Avraham es Yishmo b'noi v'es kol yilid beisoi. V'skol miknas kasvoy, v'yomalis b'sar olosam etzam yimazeh. The next passage carries on, v'vorom ben tishim etzisha shona, v'yimoylo b'sar olosam. So it's before here, that I first did to the family, and then when Avram was 99, the next passage he did to himself. If you go, what? Oh, if you go to the next pasuk, you go to pasuk Chavav, two pasukim later. But etzem yom hazeh nimel Avram mishmol benoi, v'chol anshi beis yilid boyis nimel itoi. So we got it the other way. So there's no raya from the pasukim. Oh, so I'm going to go on the Ramban here. There's no raya from the pasukim who did mitzvah mila first. So Ramban says, Avada, Avram did the mila of the bnei beis, so then himself. Because if you do mila to himself first, he would be a choila, and he wouldn't be able to do mitzvah mila for anyone else. He'd be ill. So it must be he did bnei beis first. That's the Ramban. The Ur Chaim, and the pasuk Yud Gimel, on the pasuk Himol Yimol. So Ur Chaim makes a drasha. In order to do mila to someone else, you have to have had mila to yourself. And therefore, Avram first did mila to himself, and then he gave bnei beis. Because if you're not in the parasha of mila, like we know, the Chavetz Chaim is similar. The Ur Chaim says, like we know, a goy can't write tefillin because he's not in the parasha tefillin. So if you're not in the parasha of mila, you can't do mila to someone else. So Ur Chaim says straight out that Avram did mila first to himself, and then he was able to do to bnei beis. So we need to miyashu the kasha of the Ur Chaim on the Ramban. The Ur Chaim says himol yimol. It's a whole sugya that if you're not in the parasha of mila, you can't do mila to someone else. So how are we going to miyashu this for Ramban, who says Avram did first to bnei beisoi, and then he did to himself. Now be'etzem, this whole kasha of the Ur Chaim is sorach bia. I'm going to leave it at the end of it. It's quite shver, because in the sugya of mevor, the whole din that you have to do mila to someone else, is the whole din that you have to be in the parasha of mila, is only a goy can't do mila, or isha. But oral, somebody's never had mila, but he's ori, let's say his brothers, they were mesa machmas mila, he's kosher to be a moil. So only a goy who's not in the parasha of mila, but somebody who can do mila just for health reasons, he's not doing a bris mila, he's still kosher to be a moil. So whole kasha of the Rechaim on the Ramban, that Avram could have done first to himself, Avram could have done first to bnei beisoi. What? Yeah, I see. You can also bring a raya from the Bali Tosis. That's came in this week's parasha. Beginning of the parasha, Avram asked, "V'yir ilav Hashem b'loini mamri." So Rashi says, "What's he loini mamri? Who should not know eitzah l'mila?" So Das Kenim asks, "What do you mean? Hashem tells you a mitzvah, and you go ask your friends what to do?" You've got three mehalchim to answer this bomba kasha. How can you go and ask advice? Hashem told you to do mitzvah for me, and go ask advice. Three mehalchim. He says, first of all, his question was, should he do b'fahesia or do b'tzina? That was the one thing he asked. Or, another teretz was, he had sveikis how to do it, but Vadi was going to do the mitzvah for mila. And the third mehalch was, he asked him, should he do... He said, Avram asked Eloni Mami that my b'nei beis, so he don't want to do mitzvah mila. So Mami said to him, Eloni Mami said, first do yourself, and then they see you do yourself, you could do to your b'nei beisai. We've seen it out scaling, that Be'etzim Avram could have done to his b'nei beisai first. The whole reason was, they just weren't listening to him, so Eloni Mami gave him advice to do first to yourself. But we see also, like the Ramban, Be'etzim, he could have done to his b'nei beisai before he did to himself. We see here from one of the Rishonim, there's no problem to do mitzvah mila to someone else. Avram was in the parasha. Not like the Ur Chaim says, himol yimol, they have to be in the parasha. Rashi in Parashas Chayisara, you're coming from Rashi in Parashas Chayisara? Also, Rashi in Parashas Chayisara says clearly, by Avram, by Eliezer, simna yotcha tachas yirichi. Rashi says, nefisha nishba tzach litl chevet shah mitzvah. You have to do a chevet shah mitzvah. Ki goyin se, v'toy mezuzah. V'amila hoi se mitzvah rishon eloi. The first mitzvah, v'bole al yiditza, it came to him through tzah, and it was chaviv to him. So in the brackets, in Rashi, we have brackets there, the Mefarash says, why does it not say tachas reichich of Eliezer? Why does it say tachas yirichi of Avram? So the Mefarash says, because Avram hoisele rishona, koidem mila se eved. So there the Rashi learns that Avram had a mitzvah mila before the eved. That would go like the Ur Chaim. Now, Avraham, that's in the brackets in Rashi and Parshat Chayisar, Chav Dalet Beis. Kitzur, we have Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban holds that Avraham did Mitzvah Mila first to Bnei Beis, then to himself. And the Urchaim from Madrosha, Himal Yimol, Avraham had to first do himself, and then he could do to other people. He's in the Parshat Mila. And we ask the Kasha, because in the Sugi is Mavur, that Orid is allowed to do Mila. It's just that Goy can't do Bris Mila or Isha. So we're going to get to a Teretz Su.
In which case he would have been able to do...
You want to see he's like a goy. Because we know Avraham v'nei kim kol ha-Torah kula. So we're going to get there in a minute. The Mashal, I'll get there in a minute. Maybe I hear what you're saying. So... Now, I'm going to soon come to... What? Oh, amazing. I'm just about to ask this Kasha. I'm going to say six Teretz into this Kasha. So I'm going to ask a bomba kasha here. Why did Avraham not do mitzvah mila kodim l'tzivui? Like I before asked, why did he wait? Avraham goes kiyum kola to akula. Why did he not do mitzvah mila before the tzivui? Why did he wait for the tzivui? Oh, what? Two people. Very good. Oh, brisker off. So we'll say six mahalchim. Bez Hashem, six mahalchim to answer this kasha, and all mechavim to each one of them, so you left one or two for me still to say. So the Maral Diskin says in Parshas Toldos that himol yimol, that before, till he was in Itztava in Mila, he couldn't do Mila. He was not in the Parsha Mila. Till he was in Itztava, he's not in the Parsha Mila. And therefore Avraham had to wait to get a tzivui, and therefore he could do Mila. So we see also not like the Rechaim, because we see once he was in Itztava, he's in the Parsha of Mila. He doesn't dafka have to have Mila to himself, he's in the Parsha of Mila once he was in Itztava. That's Maral Diskin in Parshas Toldos. Yeah, we're getting. Oh, Kitzur, we'll go straight into the six Terutzim. Why did Avraham not do Mitzvah Mila before the Tzivui? Why did he wait? Why did Avraham wait to be Mitzvah? Because the reason Makdim the Mitzvahs. So Maral Diskin says in Parshas Toldos he was not in the Parsha of Mitzvah Mila until he was in Tzivui. He was not in the Parsha. Like a goy, he was not in the Parsha. Once there was a Tzivui, now he's in the Parsha of Mila. He could do Mila to himself. That's Terutz number one. Terutz number two in Mashon Baba Basra, Tazayin Amadala says. And the Baal Tanur al-Torah says the same halach, that Avraham kim kol ha-Torah kula only from mitzvah mila onwards. So till he was in Itztava mila, he never kept any mitzvah anyway. From when he was in Itztava mila, he did the mitzvah mila, and from then on he kept kol ha-Torah kula. So there's no kasha, because till then he never did any other mitzvahs anyway. The Panami office says the halach that you were saying, that Bnei Noach is also for Bnei Noach to be chuvil v'atzmam, to make a room on themselves. To be chuvel, and therefore till he had the tzivoy, he had the issa to be chuvel himself, to make a cut on himself, he was not allowed to. So even if he wanted to do the mitzvah, it was awesome, it's had making a chavala. And that's the mahalach of the meshachochim by Shechem, by Dina. Since they're not mechavim for proper geirus, so therefore they were chuvel without someone, they were chayiv misa. That's how meshachochim learns why were they chayiv misa, what did they do wrong by Shechem? Because Shimon and Levi understood they didn't do proper geirus, so therefore they were chuvel ba'atzmam, the chayiv misa. That's the mahalach of the Panim Yofas, that the till mitzvah mila, he wasn't stavim mitzvah mila, it was the issa, the raisa, it was for him to be chuvel on himself, and therefore he couldn't do mitzvah mila. The Mizrahi and the Riva say the mitzvah mila, you can only do once a lifetime. So chaperayin, godl mitzvah oisa, mimisha in mitzvah oisa, you don't want to do it earlier. If you do it earlier, you've lost it. There's even a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that a goy who's got no orla, he cut off his orla, he can't come a yid because he's got nothing to do mitzvah mila on. We don't pass him like Rabbeinu Tam, but we see here somebody doesn't have an orla, he can't do mitzvah mila again. That's it. Born mol, yeah. So there's priya. Maybe you can do when you're born mol. Yeah. But if a goy's got nothing to do, then. He can't come a year, the Rabbeinu Tam holds. So here, Avraham wanted to do when he was Golda Mitzvah Oisa, and he waited Tita was mitzvah. Briskerov has two mahalchim. One, the Briskerov says, it's not called oral. Oral is something that has to be cut off. It's not meant to be there. Before the tzivo, it's not called the orla. It's part of the body. It's not called the orla. It doesn't make sense to do. It's not called the oral. It doesn't make sense to do mitzvah meal on something that is still part. It's not meant to be taken off. That's his first mahalach. And second mahalach is that to do mitzvah meal avram on his own accord, it's not called a bris. A bris is between two people. They make a promise, you agree on something, two people. But one person by himself, you can't do a bris by yourself. So just make a sikkum on the sixth mahalchim. The Maral Diskim says he wasn't, until the tzibur, he wasn't in the parasha. The Marshan Baba Vasa says only after mitzvah mila was ikim kola terekula. The Panim Yofa says also to be chovel bad samoy, so you have to wait for the tzivoy. Mizrahi says God mitzvah oisa, so he wanted to wait till he was mitzvah oisa. Briskerov says one mahalach is not a shame orla, it's not called orla. Another mahalach he says not a shame bris, you can't do a shame bris by yourself. And we had machlokes Rishonim, Ramban and Erechaim, who did mitzvah mila first? Was it Ramban? The Ramban learns Avram did too. His bnei beisa first, because otherwise it would be chola. And the Erechaim says he did mitzvah mila first to himself, and then he's in the parasha, and he could do mitzvah mila to other people. Very nice. Madrush. One or two small ha'oras on the parasha, and I'll share with you a very nice, inspiring story. The Malachim ate basa b'cholol. So, and we know the Medrash says that they weren't able to cover the Torah because they ate basa b'cholol. So, Poskim ask that basa b'cholol is only also bishul when it's cooked. But the raisa to eat basa b'cholol is okay. It's only issue when you cook together. So where did the Malachim cook them? They ate them. Where did they cook it? Oh, so the disciple in Birkus Peretz says that the Malachim were made of ash, so when they ate it, it was burnt inside them, and therefore that was Bishol, that's where the Malachim ate the Basar V'Cholol. Share with you an inspiring story. You might have heard the story. There's a very good speaker in Eretz Yisrael called Chaim Zaid. And this is two weeks after October 7th, this happened within the year of the story. 2 weeks after October 7th, he gets a call from a kehillah in the north. He gets a kehillah from a man living in the south. Sorry, so living in the south. He lives in the north, a man living in the south. We're making achnasa sevater for my shul because we're having a terrible time in my kehillah, and I've decided to donate the sevater, and can you come and speak by the achnasa sevater? So he looked on the date that it was scheduled for Achnasa Sevater, and he said, "I'm really sorry. I've got three drushes to give that day. I've got to go to Bnei Brak. I'm going to be in Yerushalayim. I'm going to be in Tzfas. I'm not going to be able to make it after three drushes from Tzfas, a three-hour drive all the way to the south. Over to you. I'm really sorry. I won't be able to come." The guy's pushing him, "Please, please come." He said, "You know, I'm going to ask my driver." He asked the driver, "Can you take me all the way?" He said, "No, no way, I'm not going to take you all the way. We're going to be traveling a lot that day, so many droshes, I'm not taking all the way." He thought to himself, he said, "You know what, he'll be moiser nefesh for a mitzvah to mechazik al yidden, and he's going to go by himself, do the three-hour trip, all the way for the Chanos Sefer Torah." So he put it down in his diary, even 2 weeks from now, he told the person, "I'm going to come by myself to mechazik you for the Chanos Sefer Torah." It comes the day. He gives all his three droshes, and he's smashed. And his driver goes home now, and he's now by himself in the car to start driving the three-hour trip. He has such harota. Why did he agree on this? He's so tired. He just can't believe I was going to do the three-hour trip each way just to speak b'chnas v'tur. But you know, he said he's going to do it. He can't change his mind. And as he gets on the motorway, it's heavy traffic, there's a lorry flipped over. It took him 5.5 hours to make it all the way to the shul. He gets there 5.5 hours after a long trip, he's tired, and there's the lights are off, there's nothing going on in the shul. He asks people what's going on, there's not a big Achnas Sefer Torah here. He said, yeah, but we've pushed it off for next week because there was a better day for other people, pushed it off for next week. He couldn't believe it. The person didn't even call him up, didn't send him a text, something that, you know, you pushed it off. He goes to the person's house, he lives around the corner, he's donating Sefer Torah, and the wife answers the door, and he says to her, is there not Achnas Sefer Torah today? So she said it was pushed off. So he said, do you mind, can I speak to your husband? And he sees from the door, the husband is lying on the couch with his legs up, reading the Hamidiyah, and the husband just says to the wife, shut the door. And the door was closed in his face, and he couldn't believe what happened to him. He's just traveled 5.5 hours by himself, and the door was closed in his face. And he realized this is an Isoyin. Hashem's putting him in a test. He goes to his car, and he turns on the music, and he dances around the car. And he says to himself, he dances, it's an Isoyin, and I'm a Kabbalah Be'ava. If Hashem gave me this Isoyin, I'm going to overcome it. And I'm a Moichlim Belev Shalom. Those were his words. I'm a Vata, I'm Moichlim Belev Shalom. I'm driving back now, 5.5 hours back to where I live. As he's leaving Be'er Sheva, he goes to fill up petrol in the gas station, and he goes to buy a bottle of Coke. In the gas station, he sees it, a Yid sees him, and Yid says, are you B'chaim Zayed? I don't believe I met, how can I, you're B'chaim Zayed? He said, yeah. He said, you know something, just 2 minute walk from here is a shiva house of a family that lost their only son who was in the war, he was in the Gaza, he was killed, and they lost their only son, and they're so broken, and the mother was telling me that the son listened to the shurim of B'chaim Zayed. Yeah. The son showed me the MP3 of B'chaim Zayed, the handwritten shurim, and she said, is there any way you can get Chaim Zayed to call in the shiva house, and you're right here, please come round. He said, you know something, maybe this, I don't know why Hashem brought me here, but I'll go round, I'll go to the shiva house. He comes to the shiva house, the mother, the father, they're shocked, they see Chaim Zayed, the son, always listened to Chaim Zayed's shiurim, and now he's here. And they're broken, their only son, there was only one, their only son of 19 is not alive anymore, they've got nothing left in this world, there's nothing he can say to such parents. He's listening to them, and they're talking to him stories about the son. And then he says something to them, you know something, I want to tell you that today I came all the way to Achnas Sefer Torah, and it was cancelled, and no one told me about it. I was moichel nefesh 5.5 hours each way. The schus, the hours mevata, and I was moichel, I'm giving it to you. A brocha, you should have a son. And 3 months ago, this couple, they had another child for 19 years, they had a baby boy. And they were mechavad Chaim Zayed to come over for the 3-hour trip to be the sandik, and they called him as Fadim, they called him after Chaim Zayed, they called him Chaim, the boy Chaim. And we see here the moisten nefesh someone could do for Nisoyan or mechavad everything, but Ava, the schusim it has, Hatzlacha Rabba.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I finished it early.